The healthcare detective Frank Lalle has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lalle is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. He does very good work. Here he is. He is going to unravel something for us. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I mean, you say, you know, I join you when I can, but, you know, lately
You've been great.
You've been great.
The join us when he can actually came from your clinical trial.
Right.
And I will take that out, but I'm also leaving you room not to go to a clinical trial, but to go off and detect, you know, for 3 weeks without showing up.
Well, that's all true. It was all health related, and I'm in great health right now, so here we are. So I do have a report, and it's kind of disturbing, because if you want to understand why drug prices are so high, you came to the right place, and also what you can do about it.
More importantly,
what you can do about it. But I've got an eye opening report here today. Drug giant Eli Lilly just announced it's bringing out its own half priced generic copy of one of its most popular fast-acting insulins, okay? And that sounds good. The diabetes patients who pay cash, okay, that's the people who don't have health insurance, or they've got health insurance with very high deductibles, so they're paying cash. Now they'll pay $137.50 for a vial for the new generic called Lispro. And that compares to $275 for Lilly's $3 billion Humalog. So some industry critics and key politicians actually cheered that. They said, hey, that sounds good, including the Democratic committee leader investigating drug prices down in Washington, D.C. But as you'll soon see, these so-called experts got fooled. Insulin prices have been soaring more than 10% a year to the point where desperate patients are risking their lives, and in some cases, dying, by taking less insulin than they should to stretch out their supplies. That's called rationing. It's extremely dangerous with insulin. Never do that, or never, if you've got anybody in your family even thinking about that, please stop them from doing it. You can actually, you'll rush to the ER if you're lucky, and people are dying from rationing. Don't do it. So, look, in this environment, a half-price insulin, that sounds good. But I did some detective work. And guess what? Lilly's Lispro generic is a PR smokescreen designed foremost to help Lilly, not its patients. And it does it in three distinct ways. First, to get the politicians and the public off its back. Second, to actually preserve its exorbitant profit margins. And lastly, to get a jump on the outside generic makers who are about to get into the insulin market with their generics, and that could happen as early as next year. So first off, you can't make any mistake about this. There is an insulin cartel. It's three companies that control prices, if not fix prices. And those three sell 90% of the insulin in the U.S. They sell 96% globally. So the three, Eli Lilly, Sanofi, and Novo Nordisk, in this environment, they're facing rising pressure in Washington, D.C., even in the states, to justify their prices. For example, Nevada now requires insulin makers to report their pricing history, disclose their costs, and notify the state and the state's insurers before raising prices above inflation. That's a tough law. And Congress is considering a similar federal law. So I'd add this. Governor Lamont, if you're listening, I mean, how about a law like that here? Or Cuomo in New York, how about considering a law like that for insulin makers?
Can I just, two quick questions.
Yeah,
how much is
sure.
it in Europe with the cartel? And is this above its already inflated price? Because this is my frustration with just about everything. We talk about how terrible, you know, what we can do going forward to fix what is already so egregious that the system can't support it. So sorry to ask these questions, but
No. You're right on point, and I'm about to lay it out for you so you understand exactly what these guys are up to. So
it's pretty clear.
They said, we're cutting the price in half, you know, but it seems like a good gambit, okay? But it turns out Lilly pays big rebates. Let's call them what they really are. There's a kickbacks that's built into the system.
Sure.
They're paying kickbacks to the insurers and to employers to cover Humalog, to cover it in their formularies, cover that drug. And those rebates cut Humalog's net price to around $100 a vial. So you see what's happening here?
So you got $100 against $130?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You've got $100. What it's really costing is $100 a vial, and now they are advertising $130 a vial.
That's exactly it. They're netting $100 a vial for Humalog, and now it's selling Lispro, exact same drug. That's
for 30
exact
bucks
same
more.
Insulin. All they're doing is changing the label, and they're charging $137.50. So use the technical term here. Yeah. Technical term here, you know, that's chutzpah.
I'm sorry to be grim, but it's classic marketing technique. It's the same, you know what? It's the same thing as that guy, those guys who find these orphan drugs and go, yippee, let me raise the price to $3,000, you know, dollars for something that was a nickel because I can.
But it's even worse, Jill, it's even worse. Because a big-time study last year concluded that companies like Lilly could make a decent profit selling generic Lispro for $133 or less per patient for an entire year. So Lilly is taking a bow for charging $3,300 a year for an average patient for a product it could sell at a profit for $133. Now that's super chutzpah. And one of the study's creators, this is Dr. Danzantar Gotham, he told me that Lilly is charging up to 30 times the cost of production. And he added, with a little bit of an understatement here, that's nowhere near a fair price, quote unquote. And the profiteering doesn't even end there. By setting such a high price for its generic, Lilly is influencing its coming generic competitors to charge more too. So yay, here's the game. The higher the prices, right, the higher the profits for all of for Lilly and for all its generic competitors. And Jill, here's the part that really got to me reporting this story. All this gaming the system has a human toll. So take Kristen Whitney Daniels. She lives in Shelton, Connecticut. She's 28 years old, and she's had the more serious diabetes, type 1 diabetes, since she was a teenager. She's had it for 10 years. She told me about struggling over how to pay her rent without rationing her insulin, and she was certainly aware that she was risking her life if she decided to ration, but she didn't have the money. And she said to me, look, I remember thinking, if I'm no longer alive, it won't matter about my housing, okay? So I better not ration. So fortunately, she found a clinic to get the insulin for $14 for a month in a clinic. That insulin would have cost her entire month's salary.
How did she find the clinic?
She made every phone call she could possibly make. Her problem was she had a high deductible insurance policy, so the company wasn't going to help her out. You've got insurance. We only help people who don't have insurance. So she just found a clinic that accepted her, and she was lucky in that instance to get her insulin, and then she got a job with a better insurance policy as she is today. So she's fine right now. But look, she understands this, and she dismissed the Lilly generic as a PR stunt. She said to me, look, many people can't afford $137 a vial, okay? And most patients with diabetes need 2 vials a month, and they need probably that fast-acting insulin that's now going to become a generic. But then they need a longer-lasting generic, and that one Lilly is not discounting at all. So the prices just add up. She also said, look, Liz announcement, just the announcement that they can cut prices. That they've been crying wolf for years and arguing that they couldn't possibly afford to cut prices. It would reduce all their money for R&D and all this other good stuff. Obviously, they can afford to cut these prices, and they could cut them a lot more. So Kristen is now the head of the Connecticut chapter of a global health group that's fighting for lower insulin prices all around the world. This is not just a U.S. problem. This is a worldwide problem. And she believes in the power of each voice and has high hopes of getting laws passed next year in Connecticut and maybe down in Washington, D.C. to drive down insulin prices. They have been in contact with Senator Chris Murphy. He's sympathetic. So they're making some progress. Kristen is also looking for others to join her chapter, right? The power of each voice. So if you want to add your voice, you want to add your energy to this cause, you can reach her. You can reach Kristen. I'm going to give you the Gmail. It's a little tricky, but here it is. It's ConnecticutInsulinForAll@gmail.com. But it's CT, insulin, then the numeral four, then the word all. So CTInsulinForAll@gmail.com. Kristen is there, and she's getting people organized. So then you step back a second, Jill, because we're going to hear so much of this in the next year and a half. This business about, is this capitalism or is this socialism? Okay. This is not market capitalism with a level playing field for all. This is a cartel controlling the price of insulin and the supply of insulin. And it is not socialism for the government and for the people to say, we've had enough of this, and we are now going to heavily regulate you. Now, socialism is a fine label if the government was saying, we're going to start a division to manufacture insulin, a generic form of insulin. That would be a step toward socialism there. Or they would say, we're going to socialism. We're going to nationalize Eli Lilly. We're taking it over and now becomes a government agency. Okay. Another step would be we're going to start our own insulin making company. That's not what's going on here at all. What's happening is people are saying, enough with these prices. You're going to be heavily regulated like Nevada. Okay. And like Dr. Gotham said, if that's a fair price, Lilly should stand up and announce how they arrived at that fair price. What's your pricing history? What are your costs? Okay. And you've got to give me another warning, a fair warning ahead of time, so I can get organized to protest against you and stop it. If you're going to raise your prices like 10% a year, when we've got an inflationary environment where prices are going up a point or two a year. So this is profiteering, Jill. It's gone too far. When people can't afford their medicine and they're literally rationing, they are jeopardizing their lives. And we have case after case where people have actually died. And so it's no surprise here that people are marching outside the offices of Eli Lilly in Indianapolis almost on a daily basis. We're at a tipping point. And people like Kristen and others who are getting organized are pushing back, and the politicians are listening. Even when, and I have to say this, unfortunately, even when this person, this one congresswoman who's heading this pricing investigation down in the House of Representatives, even when their first instinct was, oh, gee, they're cutting the price in half. That sounds good. Other companies ought to do that. Well, yeah, they ought to do it if they really did it on a sincere basis.
If they did it. And they ought to do it if they did it.
Yeah,
with so many things.
I mean, if you're still preserving 30 times your production costs, and you call that a price cut?
All right, we've got
only
a minute.
In this crazy world.
We've got a minute. I'm just curious, how much does a dose of insulin, do you know how much a dose of insulin costs in Europe or in Canada?
In Europe it's more like we pay double.
Okay.
Just figure on a general basis.
So basically it's 50 bucks to produce.
Yeah, but look, this they could be charging as little as $50 for a vial,
and making a profit.
I mean, what these guys said, what this study showed was they could charge $133 a year for an average patient. That would be two vials, okay? $133 a year, and they still make a profit, and they're charging $3,300 at the so-called discounted basis. So that's...
That should give you a sense of the math.
That's the sense of the math, and it's a sense of the nerve they have to congratulate themselves for cutting their prices. Please, how do you sleep at night?
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online and in store.